just have a quick thought. Kind of what's been said in the prayers, and Joe mentioned our affections, and I really wanted to share something, and I had something very heavy on my heart to share, and I was sitting there thinking that how can I get up, how can me knowing myself that how can I get up and how can I share this, how can I give this testimony to others, how can I, if I don't follow this myself in my life, how am I adequate to do this? But one big thing that I've realized lately in serving the Lord and in living this life is that it's the fact that we're inadequate that makes us adequate. The realization of our insufficiency, the realization of our weakness is when His power is made perfect, is when His strength is manifest. And so I wanted to just very shortly touch on something that has been strongly affecting my life lately. And obviously I grew up in a Bible-believing home and grew up in the assembly. And we've always been taught, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And this is no doubt true. Belief on the Lord is essential to be found in Him, to be saved. But what has really been striking me lately is another command that I find in God's Word, another command that I find that is incredibly important, and once again has to do with our affections. We're told in Psalm 37, delight in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. And so often I find when I get hung up on what occurs in my life, whether it be trial around me or sin within me, that I strive to build my way back up to a relationship with God and to restore. And of course, restoration is important, but there's ways that we go about restoration that isn't really how the Lord wants us to. Trying to, you know, get as many meetings in the next week after, you know, a falling, that's not really how the Lord wants it. We can't build our way up to God with our works. We can't build our way up to Him. We can't be restored with Him through trying to, you know, read more. Although these things are good, I'm not saying that it's not definitely important to be in communion with Him. These can't build our way up with Him. They can't build our way back up to Him. So what I've been really hit by lately is delighting in the Lord. Do we delight in the Lord? We heard mentioned prior that this world offers so much to that our hearts cling to. It offers so much that we're so easily misguided by, and we cling to it. And I think it was Luther who said that whatever your heart clings to, that is your God, right? So what I'm asking you now, what have you been making your God? What have you been going to? What are the things that in this world that you have been going to gain that satisfaction, to gain that fulfillment? What is it? I know the things in my life. I know the struggles I go through, and I know we all go through them, that whether it be approval from others, whether it be some sin, whether it be, you know, appreciation or social status, we go to these things, these broken cisterns, as we read in Jeremiah, I believe, these broken cisterns, we go to them to try to gain satisfaction when we know that they're never going to, or what we know in our knowledge, in our head knowledge, that this is never really going to satisfy us. We're always going to come back hurt. We're always going to come back broken. We're always going to come back wanting more too. And this is really what has been hitting me lately. And I guess we can open up to Isaiah chapter 55. If I may take these verses by way of application, you know, the context is in reference to Israel at that time, but I think this is something that we can take for ourselves right now. And excuse me if I'm being a little monotone, it's just something that has really been hitting me hard lately. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. We spoke of the waters today, right? The well, to gain Jacob went because he was thirsty, right? We spoke about that today. We spoke about the living water. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Or deal and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Do you find yourself spending your money for that which is not bread, that which is not solid, that which is not going to last? Do you find yourself giving your labor for that which does not satisfy? What do you spend your time in? Where's your time spent? Where are your resources spent? Right? What do you spend your money on? What do you spend your time on? What do you invest in this life? Is it for that that's not going to satisfy? Right? And I think we can all be honest with ourselves in this way. It's very important to search our hearts in this matter, because we need to continue to dispel these things from our lives. And once again, we're told, listen diligently to me, the Lord says. Eat what is good. He's given to us what is good. Eat what is good. Delight yourselves in rich food. The will of God, what his revealed will to us. Are we living in that? Are we living by that? Are we delighting in the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ? Or are we going to the things of this world that will not satisfy? I didn't want to take long. I wanted to just share this brief devotion of what has really been striking me in my life. And I was looking through my notebook and I came to a poem that I wrote in the summer, actually, and had exactly to do what I was thinking with what I was thinking on in Isaiah 55. And I guess I'll read it real quick. I long for fulfillment, a fount to suffice, something to be filled with, something that enticed. I tried from many wells and scoured the earth. I spent countless years simply searching for worth. But oh, what great solace and joy did I gain when I only understood the depths of that name. The name that is Jesus, in him reconciled. The name that by which I stand as God's child. What joy and what fullness has now been made mine, that Christ is my righteousness, a truth so sublime. That pardon and forgiveness have been granted to me, that Christ is my delight and forever will be. So once again, where is your delight? Where are your affections? It's so easy to, and it starts off so small. So small when you're out in school and you're really busy, it starts off so small that you start compromising really small things. I'm really tired tonight. I've been working on homework all day. I'm going to watch this show instead of, you know, spend time in the Word before I go to bed. I'd rather view this show and these characters than look into the face of my Savior in the Word of God. I'm going to do this. This small thing starts off with that. And then the next morning you wake up late because you were up late. Or you wake up late and you don't have time to be in the Word. And then you go to school. And then one thing leads to another. And it just starts with something very small, very small compromise. And before you know it, your heart is linked, not with your Savior who is in the heavenlies, but with things of this earth. And you're continuously drawing from these broken cisterns, and you're not getting satisfied, and you continue to go back and back and back, but you're never going to be filled. And once again, I'm not saying this because I've conquered this. I'm saying this because I struggle with this, especially lately, right? And as you continue on, as your understanding of the gospel deepens, as your understanding of what Christ has done deepens, you realize this sin in yourself more and more. And it's important to realize these things in your heart. It's important to realize the tendencies of your heart, but not only just to realize them, not only just to think about them, but to match them with delighting in the Word, to fight these tendencies, to continue on with the mortification of this flesh. So just an encouragement, and to delight in the Lord. If if the command for salvation is believe on the Lord and be saved, right now, what we can take is delight in the Lord. Come on.